So patient-centered care requires that patients have an important and integral role in their healthcare. And studies have actually shown that this can lead to better patient outcomes. So managing CTD-PAH is truly a collaborative approach, as Dr. Hill alluded to earlier. Not only is the patient interacting with their pulmonary hypertension team, but they're closely involved with their primary care team and their primary care provider. They're also seeing many different specialists, including rheumatologists such as myself, cardiologists. They may be enrolled in a cardiac pulmonary rehab program. And oftentimes, there's also a lot of involvement with their health insurance as well as the specialty pharmacies. Oftentimes, the drugs that we use require prior authorizations and sometimes are a challenge to get approved. So certainly liaising with both the specialty pharmacies as well as the insurance is important in the care of our patients with pulmonary hypertension. I also just want to make a note of the different foundations that are available for patients to look to. The Pulmonary Hypertension Association and Scleroderma Foundation play a vital role in educating patients, and they can provide many different supportive resources to ensure that the patient is getting good supportive care.